listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. We are going to do everything in our power by continuing this year with being intentional in every facet of our lives. Here's Corinne Hawthorne with Sunday, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Your girl Allison Ray Lawson, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Oh, I like to use my brain for you and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh Lord, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me up cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of my best. I don't need words, and I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines brighter when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air, it's how I choose to love you. My light shines brighter when it shines for two. you turn on a truth in me. You light up my heart with possibilities. I'm getting everything I need, 'cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, 'cause you're giving everything I need.
I don't need words, I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines brighter when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air, it's how I choose to love you. My light shines brighter when it shines for two. Keep it burning.
That was Joe with Brighter, and you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. St. Mark 2:22 declares, "And no one put new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskins. And the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins." I want to encourage you today to walk in the new. Now, when the pandemic hit in 2020, all of us had to find a new way of being, a new way of doing things. We released those things that were not serving us and untied ourselves from all of the things that we were holding on and that we were done with. But now we are seemingly getting back into what's considered to be normal. Many of us are going backwards instead of forward. I get it. I understand. I get it. Trust me, I do. I have been falling into the old patterns as well. But this weekend, I had a wake-up call. The reset button was hit for a reason, everyone. We cannot take what worked in pre-pandemic times into our current status. We have to adjust ourselves and realize that where we are now has positioned for where we're going, not where we were. So let's work vigorously to move and walk into the power of the new and leave the old and the past behind. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Intentionally You is our theme for 2022. Deanne and I want to help you become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in life with purpose, on purpose. Here's the Clark Sisters with You Brought the Sunshine and Tamela Mann with He Did It For Me on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio.
You You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. Don't give up on you. 1 Peter 1 18 through 19 says, "You know that in the past you were living in a worthless way. You got that way of living from the people who lived before you. But you were saved from that useless life. You were bought, but not with something that ruins like gold or silver. You were bought with the precious blood of the death of Christ, who was like a pure and perfect lamb." Look, I'm here to tell you, don't give up on yourself. Sometimes we might see people out here and we think, oh man, they got to be better than me. Oh, they can do that better than I can. Or I just can't accomplish this task. It's too hard. But there is nothing, you hear me? Nothing too hard for our God. So on those days when you are down in the dumps and you want to be hard on yourself and you think that there's no way I can accomplish this task or this goal, there's somebody out here who can do it way better than I can. Yeah, okay, while that might be the case, don't forget who you serve. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Always remember that, okay? No matter how tough it is, no matter how hard it gets, no matter what you're having to go through, whatever the goal is that you have to accomplish, work hard, work steadfast, work as if you're working for the Lord, but don't give up on you. God lives in and through you. And if you consider him to be as magnificent as I do, then know that what he's working on through you, oh my goodness, it's a masterpiece. Hey, don't give up on you, all right? This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio is celebrating 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Here's Ledisi with Higher Than This and a Brand New Day exclusive debut from Niecy Gaines with I Could Never Repay You.
Y'all ready to get lifted? Put it up top.
What can be higher than this? Higher than this.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You knew
It is time for the Live Smart segment, right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to let go. I was reading different resources online about stress, and I came across something that I thought was really interesting from the American Institute of Stress regarding Stress Awareness Month. So here's what I found. Of course, we all know that Stress Awareness Month is during the month of April, and it has been recognized as such since 1992. But for the last few years, it's been particularly important for us to really hone in and talk about stress awareness. Learning to cope with our stress and finding healthy ways to deal with these situations can go a long way in living a healthy and positive life. We all experience stress, yet we may experience it in very different ways. And because of this, there is no single definition for stress, but the most common explanation is a physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension. Stress is a reaction to a situation where we feel anxious or threatened. And then when we learn to healthily cope with it and get the proper care and support, we can reduce stressful feelings and symptoms. So here are some common reactions to a stressful event. Disbelief, shock, and numbness. Feeling sad, frustrated, helpless. Difficulty concentrating and making decisions. Headaches, backaches, and stomach problems. And stress can affect more than your mind. Long-term stress can prove to be more than a mental issue, from headaches to stomach disorders to depression. Even serious issues like stroke and heart disease can come as a result of stress. So we want to be very, very careful. When you are placed in a stressful situation, specific stress hormones rush into your bloodstream, leading to an increase in heart rate, blood pressure, and glucose levels. This is helpful in emergency situations, but having this rush for extended periods of time can be dangerous and make you susceptible to the issues mentioned previously. So, how can we learn to overcome issues that we cannot change? We know that sometimes the stress in our lives is not something that we have any power over. So, try to recognize when you don't have control and let it go. Avoid getting anxious about situations you cannot change. Take control of your reactions and focus your mind on something that makes you feel calm or in control. And then develop a vision for healthy living, wellness, and personal growth, and set realistic goals to help you realize that vision. Take care of yourself. Eat healthy, exercise regularly, get plenty of sleep, and give yourself a break if you feel stressed. Recognize when you need more help. Know that it's okay to talk to a counselor, a psychologist, a social worker if these things continue. Potentially, the most valuable takeaway here is knowing how to talk to others about your stress. This goes both ways. As you know, how to discuss your problems with others, as well as talk to anyone that comes to you with their issues. That's our Live Smart segment.
Play your tricks, you scandalize. You make your moves, you try to hide. I began to realize all of your sentiment ways. That I'm not in your picture.
Let go. You gotta let it go.
Let it go.
You let it slowly roll. Hold on to the world.
I gotta
let go, baby. Don't you cry no more.
Can't cry no more.
You ain't in control. Baby, let go. Let go. Shine.
And true, I'ma do what I'ma do. Best to do the same thing too.
Right now it's time to move. I read this through. Hang up on in your love game.
Hey. Na 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 na.
That was Layla Hathaway with Let Go, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Jason Nelson with Forever.
I'll be committed to you. I'll never leave you. Nothing in this world could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be gone.
This is Coach A from Wise Money Mindset, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Dee and Lax.
Hey, Fearless Families. I'm so glad to be with you this evening, and we're going to jump right into the topic. And this one, it might hit you because when you were little, you might have said this. My kids don't use these exact words, but they kind of touch on it a little every now and then. I got my kid in the car right now. She's listening and she's like, yeah, well, the olden days. That's what we're going to talk about. I remember when my parents would say things about when they were growing up or things that they wanted me to take heed to. And it'd be like, oh, you know, that was back in the olden days. You know, how many times have you heard your kids kind of say that, or kids that you're around kind of touch on the fact that, hey, you're older than me? Well, yeah, I am. And Romans 15:4 says that everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that we could have hope. That hope comes from the patience and encouragement that the scriptures give us. So yes, in the Bible, we have a lot of great history. We have a lot of great people to reflect on that God has given us in his word. And there's a lot of things that we have had happen in our most recent history that we can reflect on and that we know God has brought us through. You know, last week I talked about my son and how, you know, had some parenting blocks that kind of got in the way. But last week he went on a civil rights trip and he learned a lot. I mean, yesterday he came home and he just told us so much about what he learned, and some things I could tell he was near tears about. And yes, there is a sad, sad part of our history that we all need to learn. As a matter of fact, after our daughter goes on the trip, I think that our whole family might take this trip because we need to see this. We need to see what our people have been through. But those things that our people have been through, those are the things that now we can say, that's how God brought us over. Oh my goodness, the stories he told me. I might have to share that on another day. But we have so much legacy, so much to be proud of, because we have been resilient throughout the years. And I just want y'all to understand that, yeah, that was the olden days. But now, hey, God is taking us into a future that belongs to him. This world has always belonged to him. The olden days, now, the future, all of that belongs to him. So let's put down the thought that, hey, that doesn't affect me. That was in the past. That was history. Yeah, it affects you because everything repeats itself. But those olden days, hey, let's look at them for what they are worth. They're more valuable than gold. The scriptures, what we've been through, what God has taken us through, it's more valuable than gold, people. So that's your Fearless Family segment for tonight. I do want to touch on what he learned last week, and I hope that we all can plan a civil rights trip for our families, okay? All right, y'all have a great evening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Time went by so quickly. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. And follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us what you're doing to live your life intentionally. Also, check out the Brand New Day website at brandnewdayemily.com. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Walk in the New. Our Renewed Heart segment was Don't Give Up on You. Our Live Smart segment was Let Go. Our Fearless Family segment was The Olden Days. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this time and this season. We praise you and give you glory. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen us for this week. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, O God. God, we ask you to allow us to have the strength to do the things that you've called us to do for such a time as this. We give you the praise and glory and the honor. Order our steps. Season our words with salt. God, we want to just glorify you and give you the glory in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivating quote from Brené Brown. It's not about what can I accomplish, but what do I want to accomplish? That's a paradigm shift. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Israel and New Breed featuring Cristobal Clack with Goodness of God.
I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You are close like no other. Yeah, I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
my life, you have been so, so good, yeah. And with every breath, God, that I'm able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness. Goodness of God.